It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. Vermont Supreme Court Justice Brian Burgess has announced that he's retiring from the court. Burgess, a former trial court judge and assistant attorney general, was appointed associate justice to the Vermont Supreme Court in 2005. Joining us now to talk about the tenure of Justice Brian Burgess is Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna. Welcome.
Thank you, Neil.
Chief Justice Paul Reiber said Burgess would be missed for his intellect and common sense and his deliberative approach to decision-making and his wry sense of humor. How would you describe Justice Burgess and his time on the court?
Yeah, well, I think that's a pretty accurate description. I think one of the things Justice Burgess brought to the court, first of all, was a good awareness of how decisions by the Vermont Supreme Court would affect the lower courts, because he'd come from that trial court experience. Also, they say in the law sometimes somebody writes with the heel of a stiletto. And if you read Justice Burgess's opinions, you really get that sense. He was a very sharp, crisp, very clear writer. Governor Douglas had two appointees to the Vermont Supreme Court, Justice Burgess and Chief Justice Reiber. And when the court split decisions, when they didn't agree, you often saw the two of them voting together, often with a little bit more of a conservative take on the law. That said, I think Justice Burgess was a really excellent justice on the court.
One case that might be representative of the influence of his tenure is the Rough Roads case. This is where a defendant was charged with negligent operation of his vehicle on a back road in northeastern Vermont. Could you summarize for us his rather eloquent opinion on this case?
Yes, I will say this is probably my favorite Vermont Supreme Court opinion. And Justice Burgess essentially said that driving on Vermont roads is a reality of life, not a rash decision. And I'll just quote a little bit from the case. He said, "These roads are often primitive and rough. Over the seasons, they are topped with dirt, snow, ice, and mud. They are studded with rocks and frost heaves, pitted with potholes, wrinkled with washboards, and worn by weather and trucks, left uneven, and in places, washed out." To me, that decision really symbolizes Justice Burgess. Practical, understands Vermont, and just having a little bit of fun with the pen.
Any other noteworthy cases you want to tell us about?
Well, I think in terms of national impact, the most noteworthy decision that he ever wrote was actually a dissent. It was a case called State versus Brillen, and it involved a criminal defendant who had engaged in activities which ended up delaying his trial. The majority said that he was entitled to be released because the state had violated his right to a speedy trial. That case was appealed to the United States Supreme Court and was, in fact, the only case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court from the Vermont Supreme Court while Burgess was on the bench. And he was vindicated, Justice Burgess was vindicated in the opinion when Justice Ginsburg agreed with his dissent that the defendant was not entitled to a speedy trial because he himself had engaged in activities that led to the delays.
Cheryl, 8 years doesn't seem like an especially long time to spend as a state Supreme Court justice. I believe he's 62 years old. Any thoughts on what might be considered an early retirement?
Well, you know, it is unusual to see a justice retire this early, although Chief Justice Amestoy only spent less than a decade on the court as well. Many justices spend decades on the court. You know, I wouldn't speculate on what Justice Burgess's plans are next, but certainly he's somebody who could continue to have a very important career that contributes to the state or engaged in private practice.
Justice Burgess has a long history of public service. Can you give us a sense of that and also talk a little bit about your experience with Justice Burgess as a mentor to your law school students?
Yes, Justice Burgess has served the state of Vermont for many years. And over the years, many of our students at Vermont Law School have clerked for him. And I will tell you, he is universally respected and adored by them. He is an excellent mentor. He has really helped young lawyers enter the profession. And I think in some ways, with his retirement, we lose really one of the great mentors of the legal profession in Vermont.
What opportunity do you think this offers Governor Shumlin in appointing a replacement?
So this will be Governor Shumlin's second appointment to the Vermont Supreme Court. He first appointed Justice Beth Robinson. And that was really significant because she was the first openly gay member of the Vermont Supreme Court. So now Governor Shumlin's going to have an opportunity to make another legacy appointment, somebody who will really provide some intellect and some leadership on the bench. He will get a list of candidates from the Judicial Nominating Committee, from people who want that job. But ultimately, the governor, I think, will choose somebody who he thinks will best reflect his values.
Cheryl Hanna is a professor at Vermont Law School. Thank you for filling us in today.
Absolutely.